Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 28th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Copilot edits Word documents. Pentagon threatens Anthropic. OpenAI raises $110 billion. Block cuts nearly half. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Microsoft's Copilot will soon be able to edit Word documents directly, a change the company says will leave all edits traceable and reversible. The capability will roll out in March to Word on desktop, Mac, and the web, and users can disable it entirely. Currently, Copilot in Microsoft 365 is limited to business, school, and university accounts and works through a chat pane. Until now, it could only read open files rather than make edits. Giving Copilot direct write access may save steps, but also creates extra review work. Fragile layouts or tables could be altered unintentionally, and frequent mistakes would erode user trust. The Pentagon has told Anthropic to lift safety limits on its Claude AI or face sanctions. Pete Hegseth gave CEO Dario Amodei a deadline by Friday at 5:01 p.m. Eastern Time. Amodei said he cannot, in good conscience, comply with their demand. Anthropic bars Claude from mass domestic surveillance and from weapons that decide life and death without human oversight. The Pentagon threatens the Defense Production Act and could bar Anthropic from military contracting, forcing partners to certify they do not use Claude. Anthropic runs in classified clouds. Replacing it could set back Pentagon AI by 6 months. The dispute may set precedent on responsibility for military AI.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. OpenAI announced a financing round of up to $110 billion. Amazon will commit up to $50 billion, NVIDIA and SoftBank $30 billion each. Only an initial $15 billion from Amazon is secured. The remaining $35 billion is conditional. An update on the 27th of February 2026 said OpenAI expects another $10 billion from financial investors, which would raise valuation to $850 billion. Amazon's remaining tranche is tied to an IPO or achieving artificial general intelligence. IPO is more likely. Microsoft said its partnership is unchanged. The round matches OpenAI's increased cash needs to 2030. CEO Sam Altman holds no shares. Block is cutting almost half its workforce, laying off about 4,000 of over 10,000 employees. Jack Dorsey said AI tools let smaller teams work differently, and he opted for a single cut rather than repeated rounds. The company says gross profit rising. Departing employees receive 20 weeks pay plus 1 week per year, stock through end of May, 6 months of health coverage, devices, and $5,000 in transition aid. Critics say the AI explanation masks planned cuts. Block set a 12,000 headcount cap in November 2023 and kept it through 2024 with reviews and team consolidations. Dorsey acknowledged overhiring during COVID. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.